93 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love it when Congress gets off track. I mean, people are concerned about a lot of stuff, but one thing they're not concerned about is the Washington Commanders of the National Football League. Roger Goodell testified yesterday, and Carolyn Maloney, who is the chair of the House Oversight Committee, attacked Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder for fostering a toxic workplace. This is cut to go.
Today we will hear from Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL. I am glad he is participating, and I hope we will finally get more transparency about what the NFL found and why Mr. Goodell has worked so hard to keep it secret. We also invited Daniel Snyder to testify today. But rather than show up and take responsibility for his actions, he chose to skip town. Apparently, Mr. Snyder is in France, where he has docked his luxury yacht near a resort town. That should tell you just how much respect he has for women in the workplace. Mr. Snyder's absence is all the more telling, given that the committee released new evidence today that Mr. Snyder himself fostered the commander's toxic workplace. According to top executives, he fired women, but not men, who engaged in relationships with other employees while defending male executives accused of sexual harassment. And he kept employees from speaking out through a culture of fear.
This was a dog and pony show. We'll let you hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, coming up in about 30 minutes from now. But suffice to say, with all the problems we have going after the owner of the Washington Commanders, formerly the Redskins, is just bizarre. Coming up, a leading transgender health association has lowered its recommended minimum age for starting gender transition treatment, including sex hormones and surgeries. They want to lower the age. Joining us next, Andrew Brown, the Associate Vice President, Texas Public Policy Foundation. What is going on out there? The most sanity that you'll find is usually coming out of the state of Texas. And we'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS 643.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. House Democrats holding another round of hearings on the January 6th Capitol incursion. Bob Agnew has the report.
John, today Democrats are focused on pressure former President Trump applied to the Justice Department to look into irregularities in the 2020 election.
These public servants resisted Mr. Trump's effort to misuse the Justice Department as part of his plan to hold on to power.
That Select Committee Chairman Benny Thompson. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are so busy with the hearings, they're ignoring problems most Americans care about far more.
We've watched what Nancy Pelosi has done with this political committee. One thing I know is that since Nancy has appointed this political committee, gas has gone up $1.86.
Republicans are blasting the hearings as what they call a kangaroo court with no Trump defenders allowed to take part. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, gun groups celebrate the Supreme Court ruling that expands gun rights.
While many gun safety experts feel the ruling will make the country less safe, Eric Pratt, who's the senior vice president of Virginia-based Gun Owners of America, totally disagrees.
This will make a difference in our schools. This will make a difference in supermarkets like the one in Buffalo. This will make a huge difference allowing people who are law-abiding to be able to protect themselves.
That's not the sentiment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And it was a wild, volatile day on Wall Street at times, but stocks did finish higher. The Dow up 195 points, the NASDAQ 179 higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
There are a lot of payday loan companies out there, and some of them trap you on a debt treadmill. It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment you make at Dollar Loan Center. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You could also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. State Senator Scott Hammond is calling for an audit of all state spending made under Governor Sisolak's COVID-19 emergency declaration, saying some spending may have been corrupted by politics. The Republican from Las Vegas has submitted a request to the State Legislative Commission asking for that audit. Hammond made that request after a ProPublica investigation into the North Shore Laboratories, which found that the COVID-19 testing company provided faulty tests in the Silver State. Hammond contends the company was allowed to operate in Nevada due to its connections with the governor. The governor's office says it had no knowledge of the company's operations beyond the investigation. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces players, Aja Wilson, Jackie Young, and Kelsey Plum. The three were among the 10 starters named to the July 10th
WNBA All-Star Game, which will be played in Chicago. The Aces have the most starters named to the team. It's the fourth All-Star selection for Wilson, who's having a career year in rebounds, blocks, and field goal percentage. Young and Plum are making their WNBA All-Star Game debuts.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Looks like we're seeing a little bit of congestion as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area there on US 95 once you get past Valley View. Also, lane restrictions ahead of that. That's 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. There is disturbing news just out. A leading transgender health association has lowered its recommended minimum age for starting gender transition treatment, including sex hormones and surgeries. With reaction, Andrew Brown, Associate Vice President of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Andrew has dedicated his entire career to serving vulnerable children and strengthening families through community-focused, liberty-minded solutions. Andrew Brown joins us from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Andrew, thanks for joining us. First of all, give us the backstory on this this troubling news that comes from a leading transgender health association.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kevin. Yeah, this was just last week, and it was astounding when I saw the news come across, because one of the main arguments that those in favor of providing gender-affirming care to children, as they call it, they've always said, well, surgeries don't happen until you're 18. Well, just this last week, this organization, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, or WPATH, lowered the age to have surgeries, particularly surgeries on the genitals, the removal of the womb, to age 17. And other surgeries, such as breast removal surgeries in girls, could happen at age 15, beginning puberty blockers at age 8, as young as age 8 for some girls. It's just they're doubling down on this radical agenda at a time when states and average Americans are looking at this saying, kids can't get tattoos until they're 18. They can't drink until they're 21. They can't buy cigarettes in a lot of states now until they're 21, but we're going to let them permanently alter their body chemistry and their physical makeup starting as young as age 8. How does that make any sense?
I want to ask you, because before we get too deep into the weeds, I think we need to get a definition here. Gender dysphoria. How would you define that?
Gender dysphoria, and actually I don't need to define it. It's been defined in the DSM-5, which is a manual of mental health disorders. It's basically the feeling of not belonging in your own body and then the accompanying anxiety, depression, and mental health issues that go along with that feeling of not belonging.
Now, let me ask you, is there any conclusive evidence? I mean, I view this as kind of an emerging science or kind of an emerging piece of news. Is there any conclusive evidence, though, about hormone therapies and puberty blockers and things like that to help children overcome gender dysphoria?
No, there's no conclusive evidence at all that this helps children overcome gender dysphoria. In fact, we're seeing emerging evidence across the world that prescribing these medications, which are always used off-label, so whenever a child is given a puberty blocker or a cross-sex hormone for the purpose of gender transition, that's a non-approved use of that medication. There are approved uses for those medications that have legitimate uses. But what we're seeing, especially in many European countries that have quite frankly gone a lot further down the path than the United States has ever gotten in providing these procedures to children, they're starting to see the harms that resulted from that, including massive side effects that the children are experiencing that has led them to start pulling back from providing those medical procedures to children before the age of 18. One example was a major study done by the United Kingdom's National Health Service found that there was no measurable improvement in the mental health of children who were given this treatment modality. In Finland and in Sweden, just in February of this year, said, we are no longer recommending these medications for the treatment of gender dysphoria in children because of emerging research showing that the risks outweigh the possible benefits.
Again, Andrew Brown joining us, Associate Vice President for Texas Public Policy Foundation. Let me just ask you, is this a state issue? Is this a federal issue? Is it a local issue? What is it?
It's a combination in my mind of a state and a federal issue. Unfortunately, we already know where the Biden administration is going on this because, coincidentally enough, the same day that WPATH released their reduced age guidelines, the Biden administration issued an executive order directing the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Education to make it easier for children to access this so-called gender-affirming care. So the administration is in lockstep with the gender radicals on this issue. Now, the real action that's happening right now is at the state level. State legislatures are passing laws regulating this practice in their state, and there's a lot of different ways they're going about it. The one that I really point to is making the most sense is what Arkansas recently did, where they actually banned the prescription of the medications, the hormone therapy, and the surgical procedures on children. They actually went after the procedures themselves. They prohibited the doctors from performing the treatments and procedures at pain of loss of licensure and other types of civil liability.
Now, we keep hearing stories about how parents are becoming victims of activists pushing a radical ideology. Can you talk a little bit about that and how it's impacting parents? And what should parents do?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've spent my career in child welfare. So I have worked in the foster care system, child protective services issue, adoption, you know, cases that I've handled as an attorney. You see some really rough stuff. And we know that kids who enter our child welfare system are traumatized by that entry. Just the mere fact of entry creates measurable lifelong trauma to a child when they go into foster care. And so that's the lens that I'm coming at. How should we approach these parents from? And as a father, I think back to whenever I see my children experience pain. Everything in me wants to make that pain go away. Now imagine watching your child experience daily existential pain because they don't feel like they belong in their own body, and then quite possibly on top of that are being made fun of and bullied at school because of this mental health crisis that they're going through. And then somebody comes along and says, hey, guess what? We have a magic pill to give your child that'll make it all go away. Well, and then that magic pill turns into we're giving them hormones. Well, and then those magic hormones turn into, okay, now it's time to have surgery to make all of this go away. It's taking parents who are just, in a lot of cases, trying to help their child down a dangerous path and, quite frankly, selling them snake oil with what we are seeing in the terms of the research and the harms that come from these gender modification procedures.
Now there is...
So that's why we say... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that there's... You know, we established that there's no conclusive evidence that hormone therapies and puberty blockers and things like that work. We do know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, that professional counseling is a proven alternative. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. And that's why we've seen in the United Kingdom, Finland, Sweden, some of those countries that I named earlier, backing away from the drugs, but also saying, give them counseling. We have to do what's called talk therapy to help the children wrestle with these feelings of dysphoria and anxiety and depression. And this is not about not providing a pathway for hope and a pathway for healing for these children. It's about providing the right pathway, and a pathway that actually works to help them overcome it rather than just rushing them through a medical procedure and hoping everything works out on the other side.
So in general, what would you say your recommendation to parents? They're confronted with this issue. They've got activists on one side or another, telling them what to do. What should parents be doing? Who should they be reaching out to?
My advice is always don't listen to the activists, because the activists don't have the best interest of your child at heart. They have the best interest of their agenda at heart. Parents need to be reaching out to their local community, people that they trust, people who have already proven that they care about them and their children for help navigating these issues, and reach out to licensed, legitimate counselors who are not going to try to push your child down one treatment route if they are struggling with this issue. Parents whose children are not struggling, speak out, look for opportunities to come around those in your community who may be struggling with these issues and give them the support they need. I think one of the biggest issues that has led to the situation that we're in now is parents have abdicated their role in a lot of ways for raising their children, for bringing them up, for educating them, for instilling in them the beliefs and moral values that their family has. And they've abdicated that to the schools, the public school systems, and other government-controlled institutions that have been, quite frankly, infiltrated by radical ideologies. And that has allowed some of this insidiousness to creep in ever so slowly, and now we're seeing it reach this tipping point where we're having to fight back.
If folks want to know more about what you're up to at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, where can people go? Where can people find you?
Yeah. It's texaspolicy.com, and all of our research, we actually just released a paper yesterday on this issue that's an in-depth analysis of the history and what's going on today. That's at texaspolicy.com.
Fascinating stuff. Andrew, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a good day.
Andrew Brown, the Associate Vice President for the Texas Public Policy Foundation, joining us, talking about a leading transgender health association lowering its recommended minimum age for starting a gender transition. Wow. Scary, scary thought. And for those of you that are parents of kids, young children, this is something that lies ahead for you, possibly. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tank. Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Walsh Show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. Roger Goodell, NFL commissioner, testified yesterday before the House Oversight Committee. Carolyn Maloney is the chair of that particular committee. the Government Oversight and whatever committee. And one of the things that this was about, this was all about Daniel Snyder, the Washington Redskins slash Commanders. And basically it was going after Dan Snyder. That's essentially what this whole exercise was all about. I want you to hear Roger Goodell in his own words.